It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the black hole of current urban planning, the suburbs. Yes, many of us living in Southern Marin are contributors to this black hole, and we deserve to know the severity of our offense. And I, frankly, am just the guy to lay it on the line for you. Yes, according to the California government, led by our governor, the worst plight of our fair state is a single-family home. I will tell you why. The single-family residence, once the dream of all Americans, has become the scourge of our community. And, at the end of the show, suggest things you can do to change this picture. This show was inspired by an article by Joel Kotkin that originally appeared in the Orange County Register and now can be found on newgeography.com, where Mr. Kotkin is the executive editor. According to the new way of thinking in the planning world, at least the California version, single-family homes are a very inefficient use of land, require the frequent use of automobiles, and contribute to both urban sprawl and climate change. Governor Brown has been a long-time advocate of this position and has been recently joined by a significant segment of the development community and most recently by the high-sounding Urban Land Institute. The planning world envisions clusters of high-rise apartments or condo buildings surrounding mass transit hubs connected to urban centers. I'm sorry, but when some high priest of the new planning order begins describing this vision to me, I keep seeing my own visions flashing before my eyes, ranging from the opening of the Jetsons cartoon show to some of the darker scenes in the movie Blade Runner. And that's the problem with this new planning vision. It doesn't match with what most people want. According to Mr. Kotkin, during the past decade, when pro-density sentiment has supposedly been building, some 80% of the new construction in the state was single-family, a rate slightly above the national average. Over time, Californians continue to buy single-family houses, mostly in the suburban and ex-urban periphery. They do it because they are like most Americans, roughly 4 of 5 of whom prefer single-family houses, preferably closer to work, but if that proves unaffordable, further out. Will this change with the next generation? Apparently not, based on some research by Mr. Kotkin. Generational chroniclers Morley Winograd and Mike Hayes, in their surveys, have found more than twice as many millennials prefer suburbs over dense cities as their ideal place to live. The vast majority of 18 to 34-year-olds do not want to spend their lives as apartment renters. A study by TD Bank found that 84% of them hope to own a home. The term millennial in this context refers to the generation after the Gen Xers. So you would think that, instead of trying to force a round peg into a square hole, the planners would be looking for ways to improve the suburbs rather than annihilating them. But no, government continues to pursue the misguided efforts to protect us from ourselves. I wish I believed that things like the housing element were simply government seeking to do the right thing. Unfortunately, I keep arriving at the conclusion that forces are at hand that are out for pure profit, and that the public interest is not the driving force. So if you share my opinion, put voice to your discontent. This lone radio voice will not sway many politicians, planners, or developers. You need to speak up when your local government is working on changing your way of life and possibly the value of your home. Based on the research, the dream of owning a single-family home is as common today as it has ever been, and the government should encourage, not stomp on, that goal. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.